This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are about a million foreign students in U.S. colleges, yet the student visa system is a cumbersome one. It's estimated that approvals for student visas have fallen 6% since 2014. WBUR in Boston produced this report by Carrie Young.
When Laura Vidiella graduated from Boston University last May, she wanted to get a few years of professional experience in the computer science field before returning home to Spain. So she applied for a work permit under her student visa called Optional Practical Training and got a job lined up for midsummer. Vidiella says the process was not easy.
It was so stressful because there's always like that what if.
It took almost 4 months for the application to be approved, which is about a month longer than she was told to expect. That meant she had to ask her new employer to push back her start date without knowing if she'd be approved.
They understood, so they waited, and it just made my start a little bit more hectic because I didn't have time to like prepare before going to the client side for this consulting company.
U.S. Customs and Immigration Services said in an email that delays like Vidiella's were due to an unexpected increase in applications. They've since devoted more resources to the issue. Still, university leaders in Massachusetts say the delays are coming from all parts of the system, whether it's for the F1 student visa or that early work training permit. Jean Kelly is with Boston University's International Student Office.
We're seeing larger numbers of visa applicants taking longer now.
Today, more than 10,600 students from 130 countries attend the school.
We're concerned that if it continues to be more difficult, it could end up impacting enrollment in the future.
The State Department, which handles F1 visas, says application times can vary and that national security is its top priority. Rachel Banks, with the Association of International Educators, says foreign students bring a lot of different resources to an area, including money.
There's definitely an impact that international students have on local economies.
Her organization estimates that nationwide, international students contribute about $39 billion to the economy by spending money on things like tuition, rent, and entertainment. But Banks says there's growing competition for that money.
While we're increasing hoops that immigrants and visitors to this country are having to jump through, we're watching our competitors, namely Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom, change their policies to be more attractive.
The Institute of International Education estimates that last year, new foreign student enrollment fell by 6%. In Boston, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.